I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob.
I'm from Novi Sad, Serbia.
And I'm from New York. Alex and I started dating after meeting on a German cruise ship where we were entertainers.
And now we are in a long-distance relationship.
Until we can be together again, we decided to start a podcast.
We may come from different backgrounds, but that's exactly what keeps the conversation going for hours.
We can't wait for you to listen to this episode.
So sit back and enjoy.
Because we have a lot to talk about.
Hello, everybody. So, what's up? Today we have a interesting episode, hopefully. It's about sports. What we like and what we trained as a kid and what we don't like maybe and that kind of thing. So, without further ado, Rob, what did you train as a kid?
Oh, jumping right in.
Yes.
Well, as a wee lass, I did soccer and basketball. Those were like the two big ones. So football and basketball. I was a three-point shooter in basketball. And in soccer, I thought I was good, but I was always benched. So
I didn't know that.
But man, I was really good. I was good. I was good.
Okay, you were good. Says you.
Okay, what about you? What did you do? What did you do, sir?
Table tennis.
Oh, so cool.
It is.
I actually have never done table tennis, so I
yeah,
can't.
You're American. You don't know what table tennis is. What else? I did train like volleyball and also basketball, yeah. But what was the... Definitely table tennis was the most successful. I did tried like football, volleyball and basketball, but I think volleyball is the second one because I stick to it for like a year and a half, 2 years, I think, something like that. So everything was in elementary school, so table tennis was when I was around elementary school and maybe start of the high school. Yeah, something like that.
What were, like, the popular sports that everybody did?
Football, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Football is still, like, popular considering that we suck. But back in the day, they were not so bad as, I mean, the national team. Compared to, like, basketball is maybe also... But we don't suck in basketball. We had a bad period for some time, but usually, traditionally, we're very good in basketball. So I would say that time, yeah, football... And I guess basketball is the second.
Oh, so what I did. Because for us, I would say, like, basketball and football are, like, soccer are very normal sports. But also, like, kids will do American football. Where I live in New York, it was very big to do lacrosse or field hockey in high school. But mostly, like, lacrosse was a big one. Which is like a Native American sport that Americans, of course, appropriated to their own liking. But we also do like, honestly, sports are really big in the U.S. Like every kid is doing some type of sport. So like hockey or baseball, soccer, football, basketball, lacrosse. That's all the big, those are the big ones. I'd say, like, golf and tennis are more, like, you have a little bit of money if you're doing that.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I think, it's same here.
And, like, skiing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, now is the same, but, like, tennis was, like, really sport for, like, wealthy. Especially in the 90s, like, only two kids that I knew that were training tennis were, like, wealthy, so... What else? Yeah, I think martial arts, like a bunch of different martial arts here were always popular. And I will say also swimming. Yeah, either like water polo or just swimming, because it's like a healthy for
water polo.
Yeah, I know it's not like a big sport, but for us also we are like. Multiple world Europe champions So that's that was always European champion. So that's like the, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
I guess it also depends for the U.S. at least. It depends on where you're from. Like I know that in certain places in the U.S., swimming is a big sport. Mm. Same with like skiing is a big sport in certain places and not in others.
Yeah.
And like in Utah, skating is like really big, figure skating and speed skating. So
I guess athletics, it's also big in US because of the like the Olympic team and everything. The US always has a lot of.
Yeah.
I mean,
and like track and field is really big. I didn't mention that earlier, but like that's a big one. Also, I think it's important to mention, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the podcast episode, but Alex and I have already talked about sports in a previous episode that no one ever heard of because it was the first episode that we ever recorded. And it was really bad. It was like, what sports do you like? I like these sports. What sports do you like? I like these sports. It's really bad. It's kind of funny to see how far we've come in terms of like where we were. Now we just kind of, it's so informal and we just talk about whatever we feel like. And then
I remember we having like a script or something for that.
Yeah. I mean, we needed it at the beginning because we would never have gotten to this place where we have like an actual flow when we speak.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean, brah. Take it away.
So, how long were you practicing football or soccer, as you would say?
Yes. Since I was 5 until I was 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then I quit to do dance.
So, like, how many leagues are there in like USA? I mean,
oh my god, so many. I mean, every sport has like 70 different leagues and different pro levels and you know,
women football or soccer is kind of big in USA. You're like world champions as far as I know.
Yeah, well, it should be big in the US, but it's really not televised or anything. It's not big in the sports world, even though we have the best the women's soccer is like the best in the world, but no one cares in the US, which is unfortunate. So for example, like going back to with the leagues, for example, for basketball, women's basketball, the college league is way more popular than the pro league, I would say. The pro league. The pro league, not the pro lead. and then there's like, oh my God, there's sports are really big in the US, period. There you go. So that's a different, like, tournaments and all that jazz and too much for me, too much for my little mind to pay attention to. Do you like watching sports?
Some sports, yeah. Not like.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, not like every sport. Like the other day I watched the ski jumping, which is happening around the New Year's, like the tour of like 4 different ski jumps, like what is it?
Oh, like, yeah.
German, Austria.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. That I watched.
I love winter sports.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I watch like slalom and Winter Olympics is also interesting, but like not every sport. I also like that Scandinavian running or like what is the name?
What's that?
I think it's like a part of. I'm just thinking of it. It's not a triathlon. It's either. I think it's a biathlon. So they're just doing the shooting. With rifles. Yeah, you didn't say
that's I've never heard of this.
That's Olympic sport. They do like Scandinavian running, which is basically you have those a little bit of loose skis that you can move your feet on. So it's not like
okay.
Yeah, they do
like a snowshoe.
I don't know the name, but it's not like they're not doing like crazy like slaloms or whatever. They have like a little bit of like speedy. Basically, they have like a course, and then you have either one or two places to like shoot your rifle from, and that's the points, and then that speed that you are actually like that everything is timed. Plus, you have the points, like you have standing. You stand and you shoot, then you like do skiing for like 2 kilometers, and then you have like you lay down and you then aim and shoot like the four targets, and then you put your rifle on your back and you continue and you have like a finish line.
Oh
yeah, and it's timed. So and of
course, wow.
So that is called Scandinavian disciplines. So you have like few of them which is regarded as Scandinavian thing. So and of course like the oldest Scandinavian countries are like the best teams, plus like the people from Europe that have like either snow all the way or like big mountains like Germany, Austria, parts of Italy, blah blah blah. So they will also it's kind of interesting because you also have like shooting range, so you have to like be a marksman also and be an athlete to actually like ski your way through the course itself. So yeah, that's interesting. Like for the
that is interesting.
Yeah, for the winter sports.
You know, that just reminded me of like there's like in recent years two other sports that I've found really interesting that have kind of like sprung up in the U.S. as being really popular. One is CrossFit. Mm-hmm. Competitions, mm-hmm. which are crazy to watch if you ever watch them. They're basically just like, you know, like circuit training.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a competitive circuit training.
Hmm.
Like you have to like under a very like short amount of time, like do these tasks like I don't know, like deadlifts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about CrossFit. But then the other one is Ninja Warrior. Have you ever heard of that? It's like, Yeah. It's super big in the U.S. now.
Yeah, but...
it's basically like a glorified obstacle course.
Yeah, but it was super big originally in Japan. And like...
yeah, yeah.
And I watched...
now Americans are like crazy about it though.
Oh, really? Like 10 years ago...
oh, yeah.
Like 10 years ago we had synchronized or like comment. They bought the first few seasons of the... American Ninja, not American Ninja, the actual, like, the Ninja Warrior, original from Japan. And I think at that time it was not, like, old. It was, like, maybe a few years old or just about. And it was big here because we were, like, watching and the guys who were commenting were very funny. So it was, like, I know what it is. It's, like, and we were, like, oh, let's go. I mean, the guy who won it first, like, was, like, a big star in Japan also, so... that's like a kind of they're mixing things. Like that's like in motor racing you have rallycross. That's also interesting even for not like really people who are into cars and stuff because they like basically what they do, they have like obstacle course. It's like part dirt, part concrete, depends of the, and they usually set up everything in the arena. And then you have like 5 different cars, I think. They divided into groups and they all do like, let's say, 10 laps. Whereas like regular rally is basically a time trial and you do it a course yourself. This way you have like a little bit of, and they're like, they make like jumps and like water splashes and they're like, and they're also a little bit touching because they're like racing each other on the same piece of road, so and it's arena show, so it's like interesting for the that's like the X Games. That's also not just for people.
Yeah.
Jade & Rose Co. is a small, black-owned, handmade jewelry business that specializes in resin and upcycled leather earrings. What started as an added creative outlet for a multifaceted theater artist has blossomed into a way to share a little joy with loved ones, and now you. Jane Roscoe seeks to complement each buyer's unique style and personality. In this growing digital, and let's not forget the pandemic, age, opportunities to get dressed head to toe seem few and far between. So what better way to dress up your look than an accessory that fits in your Zoom box? Crafted with love and care in Brooklyn, New York, each piece will translate well from screen to person. Various styles are available, with new styles to be added each month. Custom orders are also available to bring your personal visions to life. Find Jaden Roscoe on Instagram at Jaden Roscoe and on Etsy at jadenroscoe.etsy.com.
So, what do you like to watch from the winter sports? I guess for the Olympics, the figure skating.
Oh, definitely. All the types of figure skating. Also the speed skating and anything with skiing. Skiing and skating. Those are the winter sports I like.
S. Yes. Like skiing and skating.
SS, also known as
Also known in Germany, cut it out.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about you? So, did you already say what you like?
Yeah, just for the winter sports. I didn't say for other sports.
So then, I will say, I was very upset that the pandemic has just ruined everything. Oh my God, I don't even get to watch the Olympics on TV. Do you think that they'll even have the Olympics next year?
Ooh, that's a good... Or this year. That's a good question.
Yeah, this year. Yeah, you're right.
Let's say yes, for the sake of optimism.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. It's also going to be, like, a little bit weird, because it's going to be... If it happens, it's going to be, like, an odd number, usually. It's not usually, but it's, like... round number, and it's every 4 years. Now it's
They'll probably keep the next Olympics at the same time that it was supposed to be, I would assume. Maybe they'll do both Olympics next year, right? Because it's normally the Winter Olympics is the year. Oh, no, it's 2 years.
Yeah, should be 2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm, exactly, yeah. Every 4 years, but every 2 years,
actually. Yeah, so they'll probably keep everything else. I don't know, though. I'm literally just throwing this out there. I've done no research. I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, officially it's pushed for this year, but who knows
if... And I feel like if it was in Japan, bringing all these people from all over the world into Japan, they probably have a really good system of making sure that everyone who comes in isn't sick, because it's Japan and they're very organized.
That's true, yeah. I mean, if they...
So of all the places for it to be, it's a pretty great place.
Yeah.
It's not like it's... If it was the U.S., it'd be like, all right, everyone just come in and we'll put you through all the metal detectors, but we won't check to see if you're sick.
Yeah. I mean, for them, they could do... I think they already go earlier just to adjust for, like, time difference and everything anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think it would not be, like, crazy difference, like, to go... 2 weeks before, or even more in this case, so that to be there, just the amount of the testing, I guess, would be crazy. By the way, they already said for the Formula One new season should be like around 20 something of March, should be starting around 21st or something in Australia. It's already the Australia already cancelled, because they're like, it's too soon. It's like, might as well just say it's like canceled right away, so maybe it's going to be pushed for the end of the year or something, but they are definitely not doing, because for 2020 in the March, same deal, like 20 something March was the start of the season, they canceled the season effectively on the Friday, and the race was on Sunday, so they really tried to do it. But now I guess they like it's too soon, so they're not going to do it. So until April, which is like Bahrain, I think is the second one. That's going to be, because Middle East is not like affected or whatever. So it's already happening. So I don't know what to say.
Now I'm just depressed.
Really?
No. So other sports that I like, I really love gymnastics. Like, mm-hmm. it was so cool having Dasha on because she talks all about, like competing as a child in gymnastics. I wish I was able to do gymnastics as a child, but my mom said it was too dangerous.
Mm.
My brother actually, it was the same with football and American football. And my mom always said to my brother, like, he's not allowed to do football. He's not allowed to do football. So he did football, soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And then his senior year, they were looking for a kicker for the American football team at his school. Man, interchanging football and soccer with a European is just really hard right now. My brain is mush. For these purposes, I'll continue saying soccer or football.
Yeah.
American football. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then he got on the football team senior year to be a kicker. And he was a really good kicker. But in the U.S., it's like the joke is always on the kicker on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because they're not the ones, like, pushing people around. They're just doing their one job, which is mm-hmm. to kick the field goal. But he was pretty good because he was a soccer player. So mm-hmm. that was his only claim to football.
Mm.
And I was never allowed to do gymnastics, though I can do a handstand now. That's all I can do.
Whoa, that's dangerous. Don't do that.
A handstand?
Yeah, I mean, your mom could find out and she will be pissed or something.
Oh my god.
That's too dangerous.
That's funny. Oh my god. No. I think a yoga handstand will be okay. I think she'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
Although I did learn how to do 2 years ago when I was working at a theater in New Hampshire, and one of the guys I worked with, his family owned a gymnastics gym.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a few of us to learn how to do whatever we wanted to learn gymnastics-wise. So I was trying to learn a front walkover and a back walkover, but I never kept up with the training. But one of the guys learned how to do a backflip, backhand spring.
Interesting.
Which was cool. So, yeah. Like, within 2 days, he learned how to do a backhand spring. It was really cool.
Yeah, but for like, a kid... I mean, it can be difficult. It can be, like, crazy. Do you remember that Dasha said, like, if you're not, like, flexible, naturally flexible, you're, especially, like, in Russia, let's say, you're, like, dismissed because you're not good enough and they have so much of, like, talent coming in. So it's, like, I'm just saying, like, for the kid, it can be, like, because, you know, gymnastics, you're already, like, competing in Olympics if you're good, like, when you're, like, 14 or something. 12, I don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess it can be, like, crazy. And they're done, like, until, like, they're 20-something.
Yeah. I definitely would have been so flexible, though. I ignored everything you've just said. But.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I danced. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
You can still dance.
So what sports do you wish you had done as a child? Obviously, I said gymnastics, so what about you?
Yeah, karting.
Oh, like go-karts?
Yeah, that's go-kart. We call it karting in Europe, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go-karts, but like, yeah, never, like... This is not country for that. I mean, we have like some kind of a go-kart, but it's like same deal with the tennis. Like you need money to be into the sport.
Yeah.
And
what makes you wonder, like, how does someone get into luging?
What's that?
That's the one with the it's not bobsledding. It's the one where you lie your back. Yeah, yeah. And you go through like a tube of ice. It's like how?
Yeah.
Who came up with it? How are people still doing it? Like, how do you get into the sport? Do you get into it as an adult?
I think it also depends of the geographic, so because of geography, let's say. Because true. Because like if you're like in mountainous area or your country has like a huge mountains or whatever, then you're going to be into like bobsleighs, whatever, like skiing, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's like rowing. Like my cousin was really into rowing because they had a rowing club because mm-hmm. we're on the Hudson River. Mm-hmm. And like I had another friend who was on another crew team for that. But I guess if you don't have a river, you don't have a crew team. So you don't get into that.
Yeah. We also have like a kind of a good rowing team here. Back in the day, mm-hmm. like we had like two guys, I think it like a rowing pair, they won or they were second. They were second in two Olympic Games in a row.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think like LA 84 and something 88.
Wait, there's an Olympics in LA?
You don't know that?
No.
Jesus. And
I'm too young.
It doesn't matter. I was not born in 84 also, but I know about it.
Yeah, but you were born 2 years after. It's like, I knew what was happening in 1993. I may not have been born, but it's 2 years before.
Okay, where were the...
That's like almost 11 years before I was born.
Okay, where were the Olympics in 1996?
They were in a country.
Go on. She was born in 1995, so...
It was in France!
So by her theory of...
The 1996 Olympics in France.
Eh, wrong.
What was it?
So, Atlanta, USA. So if...
Oh, wait, really? Atlanta? Georgia?
Yeah. The Coca-Cola city.
Really?
Jesus Christ. Yes, really. So by your theory, when you're born, you have to know, and she was born in 1995, so she has to know about the Olympics in 1996, because,
I didn't know what was going on until the ones in Greece.
What was the question? Can you rephrase that? Really? What Greece?
I knew, the only, Olympics I ever paid attention to were when they were in Greece. That was the first one I knew was happening.
In year what?
2004.
Yes. Well done.
And then I have no idea what happened after that. So Greece in 2004, then 2008.
Yes.
Was.
What?
China.
Good.
And then 2012 was. Rio.
Good. No. Yeah, it was. Yeah, Brazil.
2016 was. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think Germany. I'm not sure.
2016 in Germany? No.
No.
I think I skipped one.
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Oh. Yeah. And also I'm mixing with the World Cup of football. So it was like, yeah.
No. 2016 was Brazil. In Rio.
Oh, yeah. Then.
2012
was.
In London?
Oh, yeah, true. I watched the opening thing. Yes, in London.
What?
Yeah.
2012 Summer Olympics were in London?
Yes. I will...
Where was I?
Yeah, I would remember it.
Oh my god, I feel crazy.
I would remember it, because I remember watching, because England had, team in every sport, because they were, hosts. So, Serbia played against them in water polo. They, won, 22... 22, three.
I feel like I've...
They,
I feel like I slept through something. I'm really shook by that. I can't believe they were in London. I had no idea. I can't believe I didn't...
Yeah. Well, you didn't know 84 in LA, so...
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I'm like... This was in my... In 2012. Where was I in 2012? The world was ending. I was in... My junior year of high school?
I don't know. What are you asking?
Dude, what else would I be doing in high school? How did I miss that? Oh, maybe I was working at a theater.
Maybe.
Possible. I'm really shook. Anyways, all right, let's end this episode. Yeah. I can't do this anymore. I'm losing my mind.
So
I'm losing it.
On this interesting note, I think we will end this episode before Rob loses her mind because she doesn't know what she was doing in 2012, let alone that Summer Olympics were in London. Thanks for tuning in, and she will be fine. Don't worry. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of We Have a Lot to Talk About. We have new episodes coming out every Monday on most podcast platforms and on YouTube as well. And don't forget to subscribe, like, rate, and review us, as well as give us a follow on Instagram at We Have a Lot to Talk About Podcast. Talk to you next time.